one of the most successful game franchises ever. Almost. It's number two, but it doesn't matter. It's number one in our hearts, allegedly. Today we are talking Grand Theft Auto 6 Predictions.
Right.
So as a successor of a still relevant 9-year-old game, our expectations are very high. And clearly, you're going to have to put out some heat to uphold the reputation that is Grand Theft Auto.
Right, because you set the bar high every release.
So Pretty much.
It's hard to beat yourself.
Yeah. Honestly, there really is no other game from another developer, specifically, that's in its class. People have tried.
And they all have tried. Everyone has tried.
Yeah, I'm going to name them. We're focusing on GTA. An original idea that has been successfully fleshed out into a thorough series.
It's like they have the recipes.
But yeah, 6 was announced officially by Rockstar back in February of this year. Of course, I mean, duh, we knew it was going to happen. But they just said, yeah, we're actively working on development. Hold your horses.
But you can't tell people to hold their horses. They want to giddy up all the time.
Go play Red Dead then.
Well, okay.
Exactly.
Fair. Yeah. That's fair.
Maybe I should tweet for them just to get people out of their face.
No, there's nothing wrong with Red Dead. Like,
nothing's wrong with Red Dead at all. I was just making a pun on the horses.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Wow. Oh my god.
It totally just flew over. I was like, well, okay.
What did you think we were riding in Red Dead, sir? I walked. What do you mean? I walked the whole time.
I'm walking here.
But yeah, right now, no confirmations, just plain rumors going around, of course, and ex-workers of Rockstar that used to get coffee and buy newspapers each morning.
Newspapers?
Have been leaking certain things. I'm just saying. People with like
picture it. It's
very little to no connection. Exactly. Have all sorts of great information that is, you know, from a company that can keep stuff under wraps until release very well. So ain't no way that you are an ex-worker dropping any sort of information. But we will entertain the rumors just for this portion of it all, because I mean, without rumors, we can't speculate on what's to come, of course.
Yeah. And then it gets fun, though, with rumors. I just don't like the ones that get out of control. Or when people hate on...
Some people really get in their feelings.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, or really, like, hate on, like, trash the rumor. Like, dude, mm-hmm. Nobody even agreed that was true. But anyway, it's like, you're shitting on someone's idea that badly. And then try so hard to rally the probably 10,000 people that's on that side, and the rest of the fucking community is like, I don't care what they do. I just wish to hurry up.
Yeah. Hey, man, we live in the era of misinformation. And
yeah,
as long as you're first to provide some sort of information, even if it is false, you're still relevant somehow. I don't know. Anyway.
How does that even work?
I don't know. We're doomed. Social media is going to eat us all.
Everybody wants the truth, but they're going to listen to these lies
there
first.
There it is. I would say possibly one of the more prominent rumors is the larger map, of course, that is likely to be set in Miami, Vice City, Liberty City, or even both, because why not? I mean, yeah, honestly, I wouldn't mind a bigger map, because even...
You wouldn't mind? It's a lot of map. I'm thinking of like GTA Now and Red Dead, like, it's a big ass map. Like, you have you drove from not even the casino, just drive from Vespucci to like Polito?
Yes, what do you mean? All of my things are spread out on purpose so I can actually drive.
And how long does that take?
I specifically put my businesses around. What am I gonna do, in traffic?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, you don't drive in traffic like normal peoples?
In air? On foot?
Yeah, nah.
I used to walk.
Saying.
Back in my day. No.
Back in my day. Why I order.
I mean, that's the thing. Just think about it. The map that they provided us, it's dynamic enough to not feel old. Because in your eyes, you feel like it's big already. For me, I'm like...
Mm-hmm. That is true. Because when you actually think about it, it came out in 2013? That's a big ass map.
This game is 9 years old. That's a big map. Yeah. To me, I've added its size. I'm not saying it's small by any means, of course not. But I still feel like there's so much to explore within the map. Like, it's just that live. It's not...
Oh, yeah, like, densing the map a little bit. Right.
Or even new areas that they'll add in when they do their DLC thing. And it's still... after all these years, they still have room and space to continue putting stuff onto it. Which is wild.
That's true. That's amazing.
So I wouldn't mind a larger map as long as it's modeled in a way... to where we get the same experience. It's not like, okay, well, I never go to this area because such and such. Like, no, you're going to touch it eventually.
I can see it. Scaling size to Vice City to Los Santos. Because Los Santos has always been the biggest map. Mm-hmm. And you want to make Vice City the biggest map?
Yeah.
I don't know. How dense is this going to be? And they're saying that you can go in, unless they're counting the rumor that I don't know if this is true, that like you're going to be able to go inside like buildings, unless they're counting the size of that.
That's a lot.
But they're saying more than normal.
More than normal would be great. I'm just saying like every building is not going to be played.
No, I imagine a game that allows you to go into...
If they made that a possibility?
Imagine the size of that game, the download size.
Ain't no other games.
Like, probably 300-400 gigs.
That would be a very large game. And to pull that off and load times and whew, that's a lot.
Yeah, I just bought this PlayStation 5. I sold my kidney for it just to get GTA 6.
So the other rumor that kind of ties in with this is the idea of them presenting new cities as DLC. So the map will get larger as the years go on, which I kind of like that idea because it kind of plays to the... point that I made earlier about it still being a map that is kind of still relevant, but it's not like, okay, yeah, let's add a new piece to it. But then that approach is kind of the Maxis way, how Sims, they'll add a new neighborhood every time they drop a DLC. So it's kind of that controlled expansion area, but I still hope it kind of flows together. Yeah.
I think it just runs back to like the original, like the project name for GTA was like GTA Americas.
Mm-hmm.
So I that code name, so it kind of like sticks when you think about it.
That wouldn't be bad, honestly.
Would it be like to the story game, like the game in its entirety, or just online? That
if they made, oh, please don't do this, y'all. Please do not do this. But do not go the Maxis way and give us expansion packs every month that are unnecessary and should have been included in the base game. I know you probably won't. I'm just saying, I don't like that model at all.
To add like Liberty City and Vice City. That's a big game. Like, is it going to be part of, like, just online? I can just imagine, like we were just saying, the load time.
It's going to be a big game. And there's another part that I can tie this into. They will be introducing GTA Plus, which is another speculative online subscription service on top of GTA Online. Now, I don't know specifics about it or anything, but yeah, it'll...
I forgot about it until you said something. I completely forgot about that.
Unfortunately, if we do go that way behind a paywall, okay, but even still, do not lose sight of the modding community and what they have done for the game and the improvements that they have done for the game. And then on top of that, I don't want it to get to a point where the content creators feel like, I keep saying Sims, but that's probably the biggest community that creates content still feels like they should be paid for it on top of the game that they don't own. You know what? Whatever. That is very controversial, so we don't keep it light. But GTA Plus, how would you feel about paying a, let's say, monthly subscription for GTA Plus online?
If it's worth it, then yeah.
What would make it worth it to you?
Like, depending on the, because I know they're going to have tiers. So depending on the tiers, make it to where I don't want, like, a whole bunch of money for everything, you know, or gold bars, depending on how they go about it. Mm-hmm. So just make it like cool. Like you're not paying for like the extra stuff that comes out. Like, I guess essentially a battle pass or whatever.
Extra stuff that you feel like could be included in the base game.
Yeah. Like if that's what they're going to go, like, I don't care. Like, cause I don't even see me doing that. I'd rather grind it out anyway, but I hope they don't make it to where as though it's already a grindy ass game as it is. Don't make it more grindy. Yeah. just because you want people to subscribe to your fucking plus thingy.
Or don't make it a just buy me type of deal. So you skip the grind and then all of a sudden you're just untouchable in the game.
Because that's what everything is. Like, that's what all those battle, that's all battle passes are and seasonal passes. Mm-hmm. That's also you can skip your little grind, but
exactly,
you're don't still gonna grind anyway. So where's the fun in that?
Exactly. When you really think about it? There goes your fun. I'm not even gonna say how many hours, but yeah.
But I don't want them to make it like OD, like grindy though. Like you're just forcing an incentive.
Yeah, if they keep the level of looting and shooting and how it's mission based and essentially just the core of its game is not altered to the seasons and them dropping DLC with it, just keep doing what you're doing right now. It's fine. Mm-hmm. But I know with the GTA Plus, y'all gonna throw some other mess in the mix, and that just opens possibilities for, I should say, host playable content, especially if you're online, because, like, you know, if the host has that DLC, we can play this DLC, but this person doesn't. So, you know, as long as you have somebody that has the extension.
My understanding is, like, it's mostly giving you money.
I don't think that's it.
Supposed to be like something like, what was it? What's that $8 million card you get a month? It's like $10 a month and you get that card and something else.
I feel like that's still going to exist though. This is possibly going to be something else as far as more incentivizing content. This is clearly just fully speculation, but I feel like it has to have something that is not on the game already, not featured anywhere online, but it gives people, I don't want to say an advantage, but I mean, why do people buy battle passes? It has to be sellable. So, you know, beyond giving someone just access.
Yeah. Mix it up. Go the... I hate that I want to say this.
People don't like playing games, all right? You can keep saying go the regular route. You know people don't be playing
no,
games.
No. Go the Pokemon route with the little plus stuff. Like, you know how they do like red and blue?
Yeah.
Like, you know how they do that? So you got your tier 1, tier 2, or whatever, and then your tier 3 if they do a tier 3.
Can you imagine GTA Blue? Oh, no.
Oh, wow. But yeah, I didn't want to say it like that, but yeah. Like, all right, there's missions on this tier, and then there's missions on this tier, and then you have missions that has, like, on this final tier, you get all on both sides.
See, that's too convoluted. I feel like it has to be straight up $9.99, that's what it is. Because if they do that tier business and making the tiers very specifically mission based, that's gonna be a problem. Mm-hmm.
What? Why am I paying $10 a month though?
You asking me like I made up the rule. Why am I paying $10 a month? I don't know. We will find out soon enough though, once they officially drop any sort of inkling on what exactly GTA Plus is gonna be. But prepare your wallets, maybe, allegedly.
They need to sway my $10.
It's got to be something major. And I'm just like, we already know the game's going to be like $70. So.
Oh my God, I forgot the damn price. Because it's a strictly next gen game.
It's just fully next gen.
So it's like, oh my God. And everyone that, and this is supposed to come out when, like next year or something like that, speculation wise?
Hell no. This game is not coming out yesterday. In 2023. Nah. Specifically for me, 2023 is a very pie in the sky, nice date. Because if they can hit that 10-year mark, celebrate the anniversary, and drop a new game, that's cool. But at the same time, greedy. Let's celebrate the 10-year mark, drop some new DLC for this old game, drop the next game next year. That's how I'm thinking, marketing-wise.
So 2026, gotcha.
2036. 2024-ish, the latest. Anything beyond that, that would be wild.
That's pretty soon in my eyes. Like, 2024 is pretty soon.
It's around the corner. It'll be here before you know.
I'm looking like 25, like late 26.
That's OD.
I feel it. I feel like 4 more delays coming from them.
Ain't no way. Rockstar keeps a pretty tight ship. That's the thing. I don't feel like they are going to get stuck in that cycle of delays, though, because they've literally been working on this thing for a minute.
No, they're going to be long delays. They're not going to be like small. They're not going to be like, oh yeah, we're going to hold off like 4 months. Nah, I'm talking like.
They're always good when it comes to making announcements. They're not like other development companies who tend to speak before they're ready. That's what I'm saying. Based on their reputation, I'm not expecting like a 6-year delay on the game.
I feel it. It's happening.
Other games shall remain nameless. So let me just hold off on that. Another rumor that is milling around is that it's going to be a period piece, while other sources say it'll be based on the present day. Now, would you have a preference between, let's say, for instance, it's set in the 50s or if it's set in the 2020s?
I really don't. If it fits, like, I trust Rockstar when it comes to their writing.
Yeah.
When they do their stories, I trust them. So if they're gonna do a period piece set in that era, I think they can do it. Honestly, when Mafia first came out, I thought they did that. I was like, all right. And when I found out somebody else did it, I was like, oh well, I believe that they can do a Mafia style game.
I mean, we've seen it with three. Yeah.
Like, we can see that they can write a good Mafia storyline. I'm like, okay, they can write something in that era that fits around, but
the only caveat and concern I would have is the attention span or lack of the current generations that are playing the game. Because period pieces do well. You said if it's done well and a story's tight, that's cool. And I have full confidence that they could deliver that. But making it a dynamically upgradable game that is still going to live for another 10 years, let's say. Right. Do you think that would work?
A game for that period that has that type of longevity? I don't see it.
Yeah. They would have to like age up during the DLC. Yeah, exactly.
Because they tried their hand with Red Dead. Red Dead is a great game, but I've seen how that happened. Like, so many people, like the younger generation, is stuck with like motor vehicles, and it's nothing wrong with that. It's just
like there's a time and a place for that.
Yeah, they're afraid to step out of a slower paced game.
They would box themselves up for sure.
And given that era, it's like the cars, the vehicle, transportation in general is slower. So imagine your top speed is 65.
I will say I wouldn't mind a flashback.
Oh, that'd be nice.
That would be
fire. Like a flashback here and there, sprinkled about.
Yeah, because we know you can do it, but just setting it back, like back in the day, I mean, some people would appreciate it.
If they do like a set period time, like it's modern, but they do like flashbacks for back then,
yeah.
I believe those would probably be like a beloved missions.
That's what I'm saying. You know how fire that would be? Like a specific mission that you have to do, you have to go back and play as like the dude's dad or his uncles and stuff, like how he came up.
Like they actually give it that grain. Like why do we look at like history like that in different types of like grain? It's like a different, like we see like anything past like the 60s in black and white. I mean, anything before the 60s, black and white.
Basically because of the visuals that we're given and fed. You're not going to think of a color photo of Martin Luther King first. You're going to see his silhouette photo with like the black and white, typically. If you think of him, you're not going to think of him in color.
Yeah. But how would you attach that flashback if it's a modern piece? Like they're talking about how their relationship to be.
It would just have to be built into the story. So like if it's based off of something that has to do with mob ties, for instance, just saying allegedly nothing is real here. It's very speculative. Well, yeah, it could be some kind of family situation.
Your grandma's did it.
It could be a pop situation, a case that he didn't close. He left it open. This is why they on your neck to this day type of deal. Like something to where it takes you.
So they're talking about what he did then.
Back in that time, you play it, obviously. It's not like I would like this as a choose your adventure type of person, game liker. If they made it connect to the story and they made the progression have to deal with the present day. So if you failed a mission, it's not like, oh, I can fail this and keep doing it over and over again. If you fail it, it controls
the future. I like it either or.
I do like it either or, but if it was like, yo, if you fail this mission, it's a wrap. And then that kind of changes the storyline a bit. I don't know. But yeah, that would be cool.
But I don't see them like forcing a whole fucking Mass Effect type deal on that whole thing. I don't see them going that whole route. Like, oh, yeah, if the outcome, I think that's too much for them. I'm not saying it's too much for them. I think it's just that's something that I don't.
Listen, this is Rockstar we're talking about. It ain't too much for them. They can make it happen. If you're creating a storyboard like that, and I'm not saying it has to be so intricate that each story that you play, certain moves and choices that you make. This is just me combining games that I like compared to this and then throwing it in the RP, whatever. So, yeah. If you combine those two ideas, make it one, it would be very interesting because everybody would have the opportunity to, you know, play differently, of course. And we love replayability when it comes to games. So that's just another nod to that holy wish list item, which we'll get into in a little bit. And the other rumor is that we will be finally getting a female protagonist. which I'm pretty indifferent about because, okay, cool.
Which is, I'm more surprised on what took them so long because I was expecting a female protagonist for 5.
Really?
Yeah. That was like the early rumors of when 5 was coming out. There was supposed to be a female added on, and then they changed it. It wasn't even supposed to be Franklin, and they said it was supposed to be Michael. It was always Michael, but it was not supposed to be Trevor and Franklin.
And then the men's got scared and were like, how are we going to do this? Mm-hmm. Side note, please hire women writers, please. Thanks. If you are going the route of a woman protagonist, please go on ahead and do that. I don't even have to explain why.
No, tell them why. Tell them why, because it needs explanation.
But the experience of a woman don't need to be told through a male's eyes.
No, tell them
that way. I'll keep it light. I ain't gonna go in.
Yeah, here's the soapbox standing on the earth. There you go. You can just tell them.
So just in general, do you have any predictions?
I predict it's going to be a GTA game. It's going to be good regardless of what time period they want to go to. I think it's going to be good. But I'm more interested on the graphic aspect. I think they're going to surprise a lot of people.
I mean, I have confidence in the graphics. Clearly, their major concern is going to be, I guess we could get into this. I don't want to say cross-compatibility, but compatibility specifically when it comes to consoles versus PC graphics and the upscaling of it all for console people. Because either way, I know PC-wise, we're going to be fine. I mean, as long as your system is, you know, somewhat up to date. You have a nice little video card in your system. You should be good, GPU style. But I don't think it's going to be a fairly demanding game. Overheat your system type of game, because they do pretty well when it comes to optimizing. If they keep that the same, just remember the balance of performance versus quality. They should be fine. They don't need help when it comes to that. I mean, load times might need a nudge or two, but it's such a big game, so I can't even fault them because it's just like, I mean,
and that's what my concern is with a bigger map. Like,
yeah,
how are you gonna, and then the expanding map idea, like how,
and keep the load times down? That wouldn't be the first game.
Oh, I gotta pay. That's what the plus is for, to bring the load time down,
plus your damn hard drive so you have space for all these DLCs. There it is. We cracked the code.
So everybody just got to buy a specific GTA. What if they come out with their own?
A GTA branded hard drive? Mm-hmm. I have an iFruit hard drive.
iFruit? Yeah. No. What? I'd get it.
Can you hire us for marketing, please?
I'd definitely get it. Just because.
Why not? There's so many ideas.
iFruit.
Get your iFruit hard drive. Okay, I'm not going to say that idea because that was really good. I'll tell you later. But we're going to have to deal with load times as it is. Like we said in every episode up until this damn point, just calm down. Where you got to go? Sit down.
Oh, I'm expecting that. That's not even a projection. That's an expectation.
Like you're going to turn the game off because you waited too long. You won't. You're just going to complain. It's fine.
Go ahead. Get your snacks. Right. I don't know what you guys
do. Go run upstairs. We'll get the
Doritos?
Mail. Go
do
get
do people
food.
Still eat Doritos?
I do. I'm people.
I'm not people. A G Fuel. Ew. Person or energy
I'm not
drink
a
per se in general.
Sports but. Esports drinker. Ew.
I wasn't talking. I know you're not.
Gotta get my Bang energy drink. I'm sorry.
But yeah, the people that are, I don't have, I'm not shaming the people that do it.
Yeah, you are. That's why you're laughing.
That's the way you came
exactly.
In.
Exactly.
Hell. But yeah, I don't do that. But yeah, get your whole little, your beverage. How about that? Is that better? Get your beverage and your snacks.
Right. You can get up and take breaks from playing games. Just use that time to go do something else. Lift a weight or two, run around the block.
Wait, let that mission load give you the time to go to the bathroom.
Run your real life missions while you're waiting for the mission. There you go. Another tagline. These are for free. The other ones you gotta, you know.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
We talked about a couple rumors. Some light predictions here and there. Is there anything that you would put on your wish list that you would want to see from GTA 6?
Just a constant update. When they update their online, their eventual online storyline, they actually update the game storyline, like the main campaign.
Oh, so the story doesn't die?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's like a wish list for me. That's been something like everybody's been kind of asking for. Like for
yeah, that's a really
like
good
all
one.
The other ones, so like simultaneously do it, you know. Don't like leave people out.
Making fun of my dynamic idea. Look who wants more story.
I do, I do.
That's too complicated for the people.
Can you imagine a story like getting longer as you're playing the game? You 100% it, and you're just like, wait, there's more story?
Nah, well, yeah.
I mean, for completionists, yeah, sorry for you, but it would
Yeah,
be
it would be
good.
fun for the majority of people, but I know you achievement hunters would be pissed.
Oh, for
'Cause I
sure.
was that guy with The Walking Dead, like what was it, season two? When they came out with some extra stuff,
Oh my
what?
God.
I had 100%.
Man, please. That's like right now with Back 4 Blood. I literally 100%ed, and then the week they dropped information on the next expansion pack, of course, they added the new achievements. And I'm like, 13 achievements missing. I'm like, what am I missing? And I'm like, hidden achievements. Like, oh, okay, y'all are releasing the expansion. So cool. Thanks.
Yeah, they don't think about us.
It's annoying, but I mean, it just makes it again. It speaks back to replayability. When it comes to games, a lot of these new games do not have it. You'll
Yeah.
play it once, you'll set it down,
So
that's
just
it.
like, yeah, I just wish they'd do that. But far as you think, just if they're gonna add trophies, just completion trophies, like you finish that mission or whatever.
They're not gonna do that. They're gonna make it hard. I already
Like,
know.
well, all right, then give it a time trial.
Like, GTA isn't one of the games that I look forward to completing because I give up on some. Some I just be like, okay, whatever.
Soon as the online became a thing, like when people were playing it, I was like, when I knew people that don't play games were playing GTA Online, I was like, yeah, I'm not gonna get these goddamn achievements and or trophies or whatever.
GTA is out here. I feel like everybody in the world has a copy. Almost. The biggest wish list item I have is humor. I'm like, what? But the game is funny. I know. I know. But I don't want them to lose the essence of the game in exchange for decorum. And y'all know exactly what I mean.
Yeah, I was that. I was like, what? What do you mean? Go on.
Just like at the same time, comedy evolves. Yes, get it. Toilet comedy is, it's touch and go. Sometimes toilet jokes are funny. Sometimes it's just like, okay, y'all didn't even
Yes. Oh,
try.
that's a good one. Please don't change who you are on the inside, Rockstar. Be who you are.
I would like to see some involvement with comedians, whether it's in the writers' rooms, NPCs,
Like
or
four. Like
hello.
four.
I would like them to be involved.
Egg four was awesome.
Because, no, can keep it 100% honest here, nobody plays GTA for its politically correctness. Except for that one person out there that said, hey, I do. No, you don't.
No,
You
I
don't.
never do.
You just want to be contrarian. It's okay. It's all right.
Since when? When have
Hey, That's
Yes.
me all day.
I don't know
GTA. No,
nobody
you
that
don't.
it's like following the traffic laws. Like I follow all the traffic laws. Since when?
Okay, sure. Okay. You didn't use your signal just to make that turn, sir.
Word, because they don't give you that turn signal button. Imagine if they
That would
did.
be annoying, and that would be another achievement too.
I'm not gonna lie, if they, I'd lose my shit.
Drive safe. You gotta obey lights and stuff. Man,
Never.
I'm losing that.
And you had to do that the entire game
Gotta do
with
them for the
chase
entire
scenes.
story. Yo,
You got
oh
chase scenes
my
and you at the
God.
red light just trying to like
Crashless
hold your
story mode.
own.
And be like, okay, I'm out.
Oh, wow.
You can't restart. You gotta do it from the top. No checkpoints. Let me stop giving them bad ideas because they're gonna make this happen and be like, yeah, I'm not getting that one.
And then they're gonna come back and blame us. And I'm like, they got that from you.
But yeah, I feel like comedians can help when it comes to punching up the delivery, of course. We're literally living in GTA at this point. So is anything really off limits?
No.
Just think the last headline, think of the last headline you saw on the news, or the last, I'm sorry for the children out there listening, the last reel or video you saw on social media. Is anything off limits? I know y'all be consuming that content, and I'm not judging, I'm just saying.
No, I don't think so.
Certain people like to cancel stuff, and then when it comes to their own, personal entertainment, anything goes. Just saying.
And you mad because a game pointed you out? Why are you announcing to the world that they pointed you out? The game pointed your secret
The
out.
game. But that's the thing. Why are you taking a game personally or any form of media personally? Like, they sought out your life and was like, yo,
They know
we
your
made this
whole
storyline
life, Damien.
especially for you. Check it out. Can you imagine? Wait, what? This is my life.
They do what they do. I don't really have much to want from GTA because they already like since four they haven't let me down. Well, not even well since three on the wish list. Oh, okay. I want them to close out that damn Bigfoot thing and the fucking Mount Chiliad secret. It's just like little dumb shit. Oh, my God. Hey, that's what I'm saying.
But
I don't
that
really...
adds to the
I know. But, like, give us something.
Are you no,
I don't want them to, like, actually close that.
What you want to
say? I just, like,
then?
You know, like, a name drop, or, like, hint or something. You know, build on to the lore, at least. Like, don't let us, like, leave us out to dry. Listen to some clown on YouTube or Reddit, you know, that doesn't know anything.
No, that's fair. Hmm? Like, actually, if you were paying attention, this one does connect to all the GTAs before.
Yeah, right, right. That's what I'm saying. I done said like, to at least, up. Like...
How many hours did it take for you to learn that?
I done probably got like 400 hours of GTA lore watched on YouTube.
I'm not, man. But yeah, continuations. We all love an Easter egg or five. So yeah, I'm pretty sure that's on lock. That's going to happen for sure.
No, but it's the lockness for end gaming. You know, nobody knows that stuff.
I mean, it just makes it more interesting. Like stuff like that, or maybe even things that are missable. You didn't catch the first time playing it, you catch later. Always makes for like a different experience.
Word, I want to play forever.
We want games that we can continue playing. I don't want a game that I just buy and it's just like, whew, that was fun. Forever. Forever. No, I don't want to play the game forever. But I mean, we've been playing this shit for 9 years. Come on, son. Another one I would like for them to continue is... to provide great storytelling through the lens of diverse characters, of course. Yes, we know this. Step away from the forced tokenism a bit. I mean, the jokes be joking sometimes. Sometimes it's just like, was it really?
Yeah.
Some jokes hit. Some situations hit, of course, too. Just make them irrelevant.
If you're mature enough, I guess you can get the joke. But when I say that, I mean, like, it won't piss you off immediately because you get that it's satire.
But yeah, but you again, who is playing GTA to be in their feelings?
Apparently a lot of people, because
that person again, hey, it's me.
There's a lot of people that get like offended by that game. It's surprising. Or they just use it to get notoriety.
Yeah, they use it as the scapegoat, absolutely. Yeah. All the time. Especially now, I feel like it's very easy to OD on inclusivity to the point where the story itself is just lost and it just becomes social placement.
Don't you ever change, Rockstar.
And everything.
Don't you do it.
Yeah. And everything just be thrown.
I need a moment.
Everything is just going to be thrown in just to be included. Please don't do that. Please don't do that. But we did address this in the game. Like, just think about it. Add to the story. Cool. Still use your creative muscle. I'm not saying that to be exclusive of any person, being, thing, place. But yeah, right. Just make it.
Don't let these people scare you. Just keep doing it.
Basically, don't be out here pump faking for the audience who's not going to buy the game anyway. Or likely just saw a trailer and just is judging it off of that. Or heard, you know, somebody's little baby cousin was playing and they had a time and they had no business playing in the first place. But you know.
What if, oh, no, I don't want them to do that. No, I had a horrible idea.
And my number one wish list is to make it rated E for everyone. Hell.
No, I was thinking about what they do, what they, they're doing with Bayonetta. They have like that purity mode or whatever. Like the title, they're going to have to change the title. What would the different title
Please don't
be?
Make a purity mode. No.
What would the Grand Theft Auto...
Grand Borrow Auto. Grand Larceny Auto. Grand Drugs Are Bad Auto.
The drugs are bad.
Yo, purity mode? Okay, a mode I do want to see for, obviously, streamer mode. Just enable that, please, for the... people who get copyright strikes, not me, because I
no for like the extra stuff, like,
yeah,
because it's GTA.
that's the least because you could literally get your account banned for that, like, at this point when it comes to content and a lot of these streaming platforms.
Oh, yeah,
they don't care anymore. They are not putting an emphasis.
I was talking about like far as like
I know for example, sex workers and stuff like that. But yeah, people aren't getting even a slap on the wrist for showing that type of content or streaming it, at least. From my knowledge. Let me say that. Because they're going to be like, actually, right, my stream got cut off at 2 seconds.
Yeah, because people are so Oh, wow. So, because I know somebody that got, like, kicked off or stuff like that. Like, they went somewhere else, so.
Mm-hmm.
It happens. So, it's like, that'd be difficult if they was to totally nun it up.
That's a whole nother, like, oof.
That's a whole different game.
Right? That's literally a whole nother game. When I said stream remote, I'm just talking about the music and stuff like that. Stuff that'll actually, you know, prevent people from getting dollars in real life. All the rest of that stuff, you need to be mindful of what the hell you're streaming. That's your responsibility as a streamer. And that's my parental talk for this week.
Up in the unicorn, just chilling.
I had stream remote on. I didn't know she was gonna get it.
Like, really? You didn't know? Okay.
The lies. That's what I'm saying. Okay. I can hear it all the time. Like, because they were probably, like, showing something else.
Mm-hmm. Because it's funny because people will, like, you know, go to that specific point in the game just to see if they could do it live on stream. It's just like, really? How old are you? Get out of here.
Like, it's different when it's like a genuine surprise, but it's like, no, I saw the save. No.
Oh, when we... Okay. I know we kind of spoke about this earlier, but it's just to round off this wish list, this is a do not wish entry item. Do not make this crossplay.
Yeah, don't.
As controversial as that may sound to all of you, hear us out before you just be like, all right, now they don't really know what they're talking about.
Word. Relax.
I don't want no crossplay for this game.
Game doesn't need crossplay. I'm sorry.
It really does not. And this game is too damn big.
Imagine the too load big. Time. That's because you're playing with
too
some
big
for 4-year-old on a Switch.
Want to play with nobody on those? I want to play with console players. Like, if I'm on a console, cool. If I'm on my PC, cool. Like, we can have that, you know, differentiator and, like, you know, the differences. It's fine. It's fine. It works.
And the conversations that I be hearing, a lot of people, you guys don't even want that anyway.
Yeah, that's gonna ruin your experience.
Like, I hear console players like gripe about people on PC vice versa,
which is
so
hilarious to me. But whatever, y'all are weird. Or at least weirder, I feel. Because for me, I'm equal opportunity. I don't care what I'm playing on. I just play the game on what it's suited for. That's it. If I know it's a racing game or something where I don't, I'm not looking to my PC to provide, oh my God, crazy graphics. Guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to buy it on a console. Obviously, I'm not playing a racing game on a keyboard. Mm-hmm. Am I an animal?
That seems difficult. It wouldn't be like a little stiffer?
It's very difficult. Very stiff. Driving in GTA, for example, bringing it back full circle.
Yay.
It's not bad. The experience driving on GTA with the keyboard is not bad. I do keyboard and mouse it, I will say.
I gotta try
helicopters
it.
And all. It's basically assisted driving. So people that think, oh my God, I'm just whipping it, like, relax. It's okay. Because driving in GTA in general is fun. Controller or keyboard. So, yeah. But as far as it being crossplay, no. I just don't want it to be crossplay.
Oh. And don't be beating people in the head with these shark cards, yo.
They will be. That's how they make a lot of their money.
Do not wish list. You know, that's
what... The do not wish list.
I'm pro consumer. So.
Pretty much. Let's say it were crossplay. How do you feel like that would affect your game? Man, GTA Online crossplay would be a cesspool of just chaos. You'd be like, yo, you going on GTA Online today? Hell no. No, I'm not going on until later. That's when the kids go away. Like,
what? Late? Oh, man, later. That's not even the thing anymore. I heard a squeaker
that
at like
prime time.
3 a.m.
You always got somebody on just live for no reason. Like, what is happening? Where am I? Yeah.
Like, how old are you?
12.
You about to get a quiet game
why
in?
Why are you?
It's my dad's. My dad said I could play. He's watching the game right now.
Like, why are you telling me all this information? Be safe, children.
Teach your kids, like, online etiquette.
That's a fact. That's a whole other, like, whew. That's a can of worms they don't want to open.
Play with them locally and see how that pans out. See their behavior there.
You kids be bad.
Yeah, they say some things because they hear some things.
Y'all kids be bad online, okay? We go snitch on them.
Mm-hmm.
Those kids are bad. They be on a chat talking all sorts of craziness to adults, yo. They ain't got no respect for elders. All
right? None. And that's your fault. That's your fault.
He straight up cursing people out.
I'm not gonna lie, because I'm that guy. Yeah. I am that guy.
You be cursing people out?
I'm gonna make that kid cry. Yeah, I don't care.
Oh, children. Well, I don't curse the kids out.
Yeah. Like, he came in here. This game is rated M. Why is he playing?
Now, I'll question. I'll be like,
nah, bump that.
Is this the game for you? Okay. All right. Some kids have that level of maturity to where they know, obviously, this is not real life. I'm just here for fun. Yeah.
Yeah, I've met some. Yeah,
this is just solely for my entertainment. Some, y'all just.
Then there's some that goes learn profanity, like from SpongeBob or something. And it's like,
oh, boy.
It's like, even if you got to use the language, use it properly,
don't
damn
even
it.
Know how to curse. Just saying any and everything.
Sentences
nope,
don't even
no
match.
Way. They just saying anything. Why bother? I'm online.
You give people a reason to spend more money.
Yeah. The freeness of GTA.
Yeah. The missions. Like, that's what I'm saying. Don't make it as grindy.
Low to no effort. It's just fun.
They're kicking out bread now, but at the beginning, when like GTA Online first started, that's where I'm coming from. Like, I'm thinking about, like, because it's always that first beginning stage, that low, like, oh, shit. It's, like,
well,
hella grindy.
I mean, it was new to them, so I can't fully blame them. Like, to what it is now, that's a lot of progression. They've done well so far.
Right. All the shit that they learned, they can, Red Dead Online came. It was okay. It was like, all right, you can tell that they learned from GTA. So, I was like, okay. Like, don't have me paying for GTA Plus and have nothing to show for it.
True. Make it worth his while is what he's saying.
Yeah, like from the jump, day one. And I don't want a damn jacket
either.
Send us
iFruit hard drives, please. If it was a real life jacket, I'd like it. Preferably a hoodie.
No, yeah, if I'm getting a real life, like, because Rockstar got some nice stuff when they do like real merchandise. Mm-hmm. Like, now I like their merch.
They got
like,
good merch.
It'd be legit.
I'll let you talk. Send me everything you don't send him.
Right, I'll take that. I'll take a damn jacket, but I don't want a jacket in the game.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have full faith that they'll do well with the game. Of course, you're going to have haters when it comes down to it. It's always going to be negatives. There's already negatives already with like just rumor leaks. And people are like, you know, running with the full and total narrative as if Rockstar said it themselves, but they didn't, which is what they're good at. Silence is golden, Rockstar. You already know that, so.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Name a Rockstar game that missed. I'll wait,
too. I ain't even asking. I'm still waiting.
Because you got, really think about it. Because like, I don't think it's going to, I have that much faith. It's like been like 20 years at least that I've known.
Oh, for sure. Rockstar. It's a solid company. I
to not
like,
miss.
How they going to bungle this? Like, nah, I have full faith in them to deliver. Like, it's just going to be hard to manage expectations for everybody who plays the game. Of course, you can't make everyone happy. We get that.
Yeah, you can't. There's no way.
Nah.
I have so much faith that it's going to be, like, one of the best that they ever did.
One of the best?
Like, making tiers of GTA games?
It has to be. It just has to be.
Or not even just Rockstar in general. It has to be like you got, because 5 is considered now the best. Like, I'm in the party of like 4 was the best. Some people will put 5 up there because of all the content, but like like everything overall, I'm going to have to say 4 was the best.
I say 5 just because the longevity and them taking a chance on innovation for real. Because
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like overall content that it had.
The kid went left.
Yeah. Like, 3 people? Wow. That was like, okay. How are you going to do this? Like, and then the quick swap? It's like, all right, 3 people? All right, I done played games before. But
the quick swap is so beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's seamless.
I love how they did that. Like, what?
Bro, small pieces of content like that when it comes to UI, so necessary and so minuscule that you wouldn't even think. Like, yo, I really appreciate them having this feature. It's so easy to swap profiles. You got other games copying them, doing the same thing. It's just like, no, this don't work just like that.
No, it doesn't.
So tell us your thoughts, if you have any predictions as far as GTA 6 goes. Any of your favorite rumors that you've heard so far, rumors that you thought are completely absurd that you would also like to share that we didn't share with you today, feel free. If you have anything on your wish or do not wish list, add those to the discussion portion on the Spotify app. Also, make use of the poll. It's very fun. Fun thing. Spotify is very fun, guys. just go dive in if you're not listening on there. I know everybody has their favorite podcast platform, but there's some bonuses. It's worth going. It's worth good going
stuff.
To look
you
at.
It's interactive.
Exactly. We all about the engagement. You can also engage with us on social media, on Instagram as well as Twitter, or feel free to visit us at rebelvibemode.com. Yeah, we'll see you next week.
Latest.